My name is Carl Azus, and you've landed on CNN 10, your objective source for news in 10 minutes. We're so happy to have you watching this Thursday. Last night was another debate night related to the upcoming U.S. presidential election, but it wasn't the presidential nominees who were facing off, it was the vice presidential nominees. Incumbent Vice President Mike Pence representing the Republican Party, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris representing the Democratic Party. Like the presidential debates, last night's event was sponsored by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. It was scheduled to take place at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, Utah. The moderator was Susan Page of USA Today, and the plan was that the 90-minute debate would be broken up into 9 segments of about 10 minutes each. The coronavirus pandemic was an expected topic, and social distancing measures were on the stage. The candidates were seated at least 12 feet apart. Plexiglass panels were set up between them. And as far as debate strategy goes, one political analyst put it like this. Candidates in a vice presidential debate have a straightforward series of goals. Portray their running mates as the best choice for voters, defend their own records, and attack the records of the opposing candidates. We got a glimpse of the candidates' different approaches during their party conventions over the summer when they were officially nominated for the job of vice president.
Make no mistake, the road ahead is not easy. We may stumble. We may fall short. But I pledge to you that we will act boldly and deal with our challenges honestly. We will speak truths and we will act with the same faith in you that we ask you to place in us.
In these challenging times, our country needs a president who believes in America, who believes in the boundless capacity of the American people to meet any challenge, defeat any foe, and defend the freedoms we hold dear. And with President Donald Trump in the White House for 4 more years, and with God's help, we will make America great again. Again.
Next up on the campaign calendar, a second presidential